Office domination. Now I'm going to get you at work, too. Don't get comfortable just yet. Yes, you find yourself standing outside of my office. We have an appointment, you and I. But my door is closed. You don't have permission to go in yet. And so you stand, waiting next to my secretary Tina's desk, watching the fancy clock on the wall, marking the passage of time with its slowly turning brass hands. Tick, tock, tick, tock. You have to wait patiently. Because you have a new boss. You see my name in big shining letters on the door, Ms. Dominica. We meet every day. And yet, you are still not sure what this change means to you. So you need to be seen as a team player, a creative contributor, but completely obedient. Watch the clock. Tick tock, tick tock. Listen to the quiet clicking of Tina's keyboard, the soft, liquid whisper as she sips a cup of tea. The rustle of her dress on the office chair as she changes her position and extends her long, sexy legs under the desk. You're getting aroused, thinking about her long legs clad in tight, shiny nylon. About the way she seems to strut when you see her walking through the hallway. You don't want to be caught looking, not in the workplace. You need to control your thoughts. Take a deep breath and calm your nerves. Now exhale. There. It's easier already just to wait, just to stand patiently and wait. Tick tock, tick tock. It's like this every time we have an appointment. You stand here, aware of the passage of time, but not really caring about the passage of time. Quiet, obedient. It almost makes you sleepy. Waiting for me. But you're also aroused. Because you remember why you're here. You wonder if Tina knows. She looks up at you with a smile on her lips, and you smile back, nodding your head. You would feel embarrassed if she knew. And you almost want to walk away. But you can't walk away. You can't help yourself. We have an appointment. And you need to wait. And when the little buzzer sounds on Tina's desk, she stands and walks so businesslike to my door. She says, Ms. Dominica will see you now, and pushes the door inward. You see me behind my huge teak wood desk, sitting in a big leather chair. The walls are covered with dark wooden shelves, filled with books and awards. They serve to remind you that this is a person with power. This is someone who is in charge. This is Miss Dominica, your new boss. Come in. Your feet seem to sink into the soft plush carpet. You hear the door close behind you, and you feel a moment of panic. You feel overwhelmed, powerless. But there's no need to panic. We're going to start the way we always do, reinforcing your conditioning. And you cannot resist, because your eyes are already captivated by my legs, my long, firm, tan, sexy legs, encased in sheer, smooth, shiny hose. You like it that you can stare at your boss's legs when we have an appointment. I like to let you stare. I'm even wearing a little gold ankle chain because I know you like it. And it looks so shiny, so sexy. And as I turn my foot back and forth, back, and forth, letting the gold reflect its light into your already sleepy eyes. That's right. Just sit down in the special chair, the one I have just for you. Not in front of my desk, oh no, but to the side, so we can get to know each other. Yes, your chair is almost as comfortable as mine. It's so deeply padded and so soft. And when you sit down, it's almost like being embraced by the big leather chair. That's right. Sink down into the cushions and relax. It's okay. It's okay if your eyelids feel heavy, if your eyes keep trying to close. It's just because your body wants to relax, and because your mind wants to relax. It's easy to relax when you're with me, because you know exactly what to do. You do what I tell you to do. And it feels so good to obey me. It feels good to obey. You want to get a good look at my legs when you obey. Yes, my long legs and my shiny stiletto heels. You want to touch them. You want to slide your hands up my legs and caress them. And you will, if you go to sleep. If you relax in your chair and go to sleep. Deeper and deeper, watching my hands slide up my legs, my long, tapered fingers gliding up my calves. Look, I'll turn my legs so you can see the long, smooth curve of my calf, my shiny red fingernails trailing up and down as you get sleepier and sleepier, watching my hands glide up over my knees, up to the edge of my dress. Do you want to see how high my stockings go? Then you need to obey and drop deeper and deeper down. You want to slide your hands to the tops of my stockings, to where you can feel my creamy thighs, and trail your fingers over the clips of my garters. And I will let you do all these things, but first, you have to go to sleep for me. Not just a hypnotic sleep, but a deep, natural sleep, the kind of sleep where you feel your breathing become slow, slow and deep, breathing out and breathing in, slow and deep, because you are going to sleep. Your legs begin to feel at first a soft, warm, tingling as your feet and calves become limp and heavy. All the tension in your feet seems to drip away as your feet and calves go to sleep, breathing slower and breathing deeper. As the soft, warm tingling spreads up to your knees and into your thighs, all the tension in your knees seems to drip away as your knees and thighs go to sleep. Breathing deeper and slower as the soft, warm tingling spreads up to your hips and into your stomach. All the tension in your stomach seems to drip away as your hips and stomach become loose, limp, and go to sleep. Breathing slowly and so very deeply as the soft, warm tingling extends up your back and into your chest. All the tension in your back seems to float away as your chest and back go deeply to sleep. Breathing out and breathing in so quiet. So deeply, as the soft, warm tingling slides down your arms and into your hands, all the tension in your hands seems to drip away. As your arms and hands become heavy, loose, and limp, going deeply asleep. Breathe deeply. Breathe slowly. As the soft, warm tingling slides up your neck and into your head, all the tension in your neck seems to drip away. As your neck and head go deeply to sleep, you are now as deeply asleep as you ever go when you sleep in your bed at night. But I want you to go deeper and deeper into the deepest sleep you have ever had, and even deeper down than that, so very deep, that all your thoughts are gone, and only my voice remains, Dominica's voice, Dominica's voice. Dominica's voice, I tell you what to do. Dominica's voice, I tell you what to think. Dominica's voice. Dominica's legs control you. Say it. Dominica's legs control me. All I have to do is show you my legs, and you will obey any command I give you. Any command. You cannot resist because my legs control you. Whose legs control you, slave? Dominica's legs control you, that's right. You have a fetish for women's legs and tight, shiny hose. And any time you see a woman's legs, you will immediately get hard and horny from seeing them. And what will you think when you see a woman's legs? Dominica's legs control me. That's right.
Obey.
Dominica's legs control you. I am rewriting the instructions in your mind. The instructions that tell you to desire women's legs. Your fetish for women's smooth, shiny legs in the office is now 100 times stronger than it was before. And every time you listen to this recording, your fetish is going to become another 100 times stronger. And another 100 times stronger. And another 100 times stronger. All I have to say is obey my legs.
Obey.
And you will do anything I tell you. And you must obey my legs. You must listen to this recording over and over again, reinforcing your conditioning, weakening your will. Look at my legs. You want your will to be weak. Whose legs control you? Dominica's legs control me. You have a new job description. You're going to be my leg slave, my little sex toy. And every day, you're going to come to my office. When you hear me say, we have an appointment. When you see me write it to you, these words are going to be very powerful. You're going to feel yourself dropping right back down into this deep, natural sleep. Ready to obey my legs. Ready to obey my every command. This works only when I say it or write it. Only Dominica's words have this power over you. Only Dominica's legs make you obey powerlessly. If anyone else says these words, they will have no effect at all on you. And you're going to be so aroused all day long, so frustrated, because you love women's legs. But in the office, you can't just stare at them. Not the way you can with me when we have an appointment. Any other time, you need to hide your obsession. Why are you here, leg slave? Because Dominica's legs control you. Whose legs control you? Dominica's legs control me. You're going to tell me over and over again how much you love my legs. And in a moment, I'm going to allow you to wake up, leg slave. And when I do, you will get out of your chair and kneel on the floor, ready to serve Dominica's legs. You love my legs, you office slave. You love all women's legs, but only one woman's legs control you. Whose legs control you? That's right, slave. Now, leg slave, on the count of three, you will wake up. One, coming up from your deep, natural sleep. Two, feeling the special office chair so comfortable around you. And three, wide awake in my office and staring at my legs. Ooh, your cock is hard and throbbing. Leg slave, what do you need to do? That's right. Fall down on your knees and crawl to me. Crawl to me across my office floor. Kiss my shoes and kiss my feet and wrap your hands around my ankles and slide your hands up my hose-covered legs. Yes, I want you to obey my legs and crawl under my desk. Obey my legs and crouch down there like the little leg slave we both know you are. Worship my legs. Kiss my calves, my knees. Feel the weave of my hose and the warmth of my skin on your lips as you kiss. Slide your hands up under my dress. Yes, I told you I would let you feel the smooth, creamy skin of my thighs. And let you slide your hands up and down my garter strap. Breathe deeply of the scent of my skin, my perfume, My legs make your cock pulse. My scent makes your mouth water. And down at my knees where you belong, you hear the door to my office again. It's my secretary. She's here with some papers that I need to sign. Don't let her see you, leg slave. Hide. That's right, hide in the darkness under my desk. I want you quiet. I want you obedient. I want you caressing my legs and kissing them, even while you hear me talking to Tina, while you hear me signing documents and making phone calls and anything I need to do while you are here at my feet, kissing and caressing and licking my legs. Whose legs control you, slave? Dominica's legs control you, that's right. And you can hear Tina walking away, closing the door. Obey my legs. Slide both your hands up my thighs and cup my hips, slave. I'll even spread my knees a little bit so you can kiss your way up to the insides of my thighs towards my pussy. Oh, yes. You want to kiss all the way up to your boss's secret place, don't you? But you're only a leg slave, boy. Only a leg slave. What would you give me to get a promotion, slave boy? Your appointment is over, leg slave. Obey my legs. Get up and go to my secretary to schedule another session. Your cock is hard and throbbing, and you wonder what she knows because she didn't see you in my office a moment ago. Where have you been? Does she know what a little leg pervert you are?
You can hardly wait for the next time when we have an appointment. Ciao.